Tangled Fortunes by Margaret Mahe. Read by Richard Midgley. Chapter 1. Just as Jackson and his big sister Tracy were about to leave for school, the phone rang. Tracy was right beside it, but she didn't answer. She always made Jackson do the thing she couldn't be bothered with.
"You get that,"
she cried, pretending she had left something in her bedroom which she had to find at once. Jackson, however, enjoyed answering the phone, and always tried to make himself sound fascinating to the unknown person at the other end.
"Excellent, Jack, sharp as a tack,"
he announced.
"Answer the phone properly, Jackson,"
his mother Tiffany yelled from the kitchen. But the person on the other end of the line was far more confusing than Jackson had been. The strange voice merely whispered a jumpy word that Jackson couldn't quite hear.
"What?"
The voice stopped whispering and muttered instead.
"A wanga banga boota botta."
Well, that was what it sounded like.
"Say it slowly, man,"
cried Jackson. His younger sister, Leanne, rushed past him, putting on her backpack as she ran. She was holding a Barbie doll in her teeth, just as pirates in old pictures used to be shown holding knives.
"A wanga banga boota botta,"
muttered the voice once more. Jackson couldn't tell if it was a girl or a boy speaking, yet somehow he thought he had heard that voice before, probably at school.
"Okay, joke's over. Who is it?"
he demanded.
"Watch out for other clues,"
the voice murmured back.
"Don't tell anyone, not even your sister."
Jackson heard a click. The call was over. He stood looking at the phone as if he expected a speech.